Do it. Welcome everybody to our meeting. Thank y'all all for coming. I handed out like the minutes from the last meeting. Y'all, are those approved? Okay. So first let's elect our chair and co-chair. It's got to be parents. So who would like to volunteer or nominate somebody? How do y'all want to do it?
So what do they do?
They're supposed to run the SHAC committee. But I help as much as I can and do whatever. That's what they're supposed to do.
During the SHAC meeting.
So whatever you feel like needs to be done.
What are those things? Like what's required throughout a year?
Four meetings. I am having a nurse come down here and talk to us and try to help us with our SHAC because I don't feel like we probably do it exactly the correct way. So she's going to come and spend a day with us and or with me and work on it. So all we need to do.
And what are those meetings? The nurse is going to tell us what those four meetings should consist of?
Yes. It's whatever you feel like the school needs to have be healthier. So that's what our job is to figure out how to improve the health of our school. So it can be anywhere from physical activity to nutrition to the health services, the counseling.
How have we improved our health in the past? Like, what have we done with those meetings to help improve
health?
Do
you she have that?
There's a packet, a staple packet.
Wellness implementation.
So
set up that plan, go through the plan, reorganize it, and you can do a lot of things. Some schools want to do a 5K to help for wellness, organize a 5K run. I mean, you can go as far with it as you want.
Can
I'm
just asking questions, because I feel like if you're going to be the chair, you should probably know all of these things.
And we can get you some.
I'm not asking to be the chair, but I felt like Rachel was asking was what I'm asking.
I have a packet, and I can send it to all of y'all, and
I
y'all can look
PowerPoint
through it.
Presentation.
I do have a packet that has all the
Rachel
information in there. I don't do PowerPoints, but I can send you a packet.
And one of the big things is to understand sexuality. You know, that mm-hmm. the sexual ed that we do for our students and how it's presented. And
that you would
fall
over the chair?
Oh, yes. I mean, we had chairs last year.
Who was the chair last year? Was it
Brittany and...
You were amazing. What did y'all do? Brittany, big shoes to fill.
We did... what did we do?
Chantel.
The
city,
we...
What did Chantel do?
No, what did me and Brittany and Rachel do?
They did go over this.
Yes, we did.
That was a big thing. I mean, it's a big thing.
We
sexuality.
Started the...
Human sexuality.
And then where she talked to the fifth graders and the fifth grade girls and the fifth grade boys separate. And then she did the sixth graders as well, separate.
We kind of did the sixth grade. We did the best we could with the time we had. We went over the important stuff, but we didn't get to get through the whole program.
I set up bait class, substance abuse class.
Yes.
They had for the kids. Yeah, they did. So they had the vaping, the vape and the effects of vaping and substance abuse. And
does the small doctors and all that?
But we did that before, right?
We did it last year, but we can, I mean, it's new kids. Yeah. We can put that under health services.
We brought the salad bar back.
Yep. Somebody did. Did y'all lose it? Was that Shaq?
It was discussed in Shaq, yes. Yeah. But then Jenny, we decided we were going to wait and start it this year. And then it just kind of magically started this year.
We're going to meet on that again. Principals and everybody to talk about the salad bar.
I was suggesting, can you put olives on the salad bar?
Because
that's what my daughter
wants. We're going to talk about it on Thursday. So mainly our discussion is going to be how much of it, because there are some guidelines that we just kind of come up to find out that we have to follow with it. And the management of it with the elementary kids is where it's hard.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
With elementary kids
and being able to manage it correctly with the elementary kids. The secondary kids, not so much. It's just it's the little ones is what we're mainly going to discuss.
Maybe not.
And how to do that.
You are doing a fine job.
And how to do that, and if they want a salad, what does that look like? And just talk about. We just got to get better about you know, we have it. Because a lot of kids, some kids, like if we put, we just got to talk about manners as well. We got to talk with all the kids. Like, we might put pickles on it. Well, a kid will come up with a bowl and just want to fill the bowl up with an entire bowl of pickles. You know, and then not have any pickles left for the rest of the students. Or,
no?
You know, we put out, we put
it,
out,
my daughter needs,
you know, put out like,
okay, what are they,
sunflower seeds, you know, to put on your salad. And, you know, we find kids just, you know, filling a bowl full of sunflower seeds.
So can you not have somebody serve the salad, like let them pick
it? Well, Ms. Beal is serving the salad, right?
For the elementary.
With the elementary. Just elementary. So we just got to talk about the logistics of the salad bar and to make it, and we need to talk to some of the secondary kids about being, you know, this isn't a pickle bar. This is salad.
Or an all-you-can-eat.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we got to leave some for the people later on in the day as well. So we're going to discuss that on Thursday.
But we haven't been able to have a salad bar because of COVID in a long time, so a lot of them don't even know any kind of etiquette about it.
Anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know that we were about to talk about that. So if y'all got any suggestions for that meeting, we'll take them now. We can discuss that during that meeting.
Well, maybe the Shack needs to implement some type of manners or health classes if we keep the salad bar.
Okay.
I was going to put that on Coach Dale's plate, but...
Sure, put it on mine. It's okay.
Just kidding.
But I mean, that could be a new idea for this year since we have to go.
Yeah.
I have a new idea. I'm just saying.
Can we just re-elect?
That's like the... I make a motion to keep this.
I can't anymore,
Hannah. No, she can't. I'm sorry. She's not up here anymore.
Oh, staff can't be on there?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got to be a parent.
We've overwhelmed Ethel with enough this year.
If you'll help me, I'll do it.
Okay.
But I have to have help.
Okay, that'd be fine.
That's like what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm like what Amanda was saying.
Yeah. And I will send you that packet. And
perfect.
I can send it to everybody so everybody can look and have ideas.
I don't mind doing it again this year. It's really...
She can help me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I need PowerPoints, Amanda can do the PowerPoint.
I'm your girl.
Perfect.
Very organized.
Just eased
enough
time because I
got to
complete a
PowerPoint
for on my
side.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, anybody opposed?
No.
So, do what? So far this year, the only thing that, like, for health services that I've gotten done is we are going to have a flu clinic on September the 28th. That's going to be with United. And I am checking with them to see if they can do the Medicaid ones here. If not, the health department said they would come out and do them. And that way it would be free for... So we have the insurance with United, and then so it would be covered. Everybody would be covered that wanted to come and have one. And that's for everybody. Like, if you live in the community and you would like one, your dad, your mom, whoever.
And this, the health department's what day?
I don't know. I don't have that one scheduled yet. I want to check with United and see if they can just do them all. But she did email me today saying that she's available if we need her.
You were asking about vaccines a while ago?
Yes.
Get with Tiffany Easterling.
Okay.
She still works at Excel Health.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
See if Excel would be willing to do a vaccine clinic up on a Saturday for you.
We just have a couple left.
Well, it may be that something they could have.
I can ask Kendrick.
Who?
We're now providing vaccinations
on
for
Saturdays.
Children. Well, I mean, we could do it as probably...
Where? Because I called Kendrick.
We give kids now, they're part of Texas, old HOT is now, can give vaccinations for children now.
Do they have all of their vaccines? Because I know they were still getting some.
I don't know, but I can ask.
Dr. Kublinski is doing, I mean, that's who did TIES, and I know they would take that.
Like, that's an initiative we could put in place with Kendrick as an offering, but I can ask.
That'd be perfect, thank you. Mm-hmm.
When are you?
If you want to, yes, that'd be perfect.
All vaccines, like is there a certain vaccination?
What
ages?
We're really, yeah, just the kindergarten and the seventh grade.
And what's the vaccination?
The Tdap and meningitis. That's the main ones that we're needing, but like, I think that's probably all we're gonna need this year. We're down to just a couple.
When do you need them by?
Hopefully, very soon. Yes.
Okay.
Now, the Pregnancy Care Center is able to come this year. I did give y'all a sheet that covers everything. I do have it set up as a tentative date, if it's approved, for November the 15th. And she's wanting to do girls and boys separate, and then I was thinking do high school and then junior high separate. So she's going to do 4 classes. She has on there that she does 5th grade and up. We have never done 5th and 6th grade with this before. It's always just been junior high. So if y'all got a chance to look at it, or if y'all would like to look at it real quick and decide if y'all want to maybe go some lower grades, and then we'll, of course, have to take it to administration and check. But just to see what y'all recommend on that.
Is there a parent permission?
Yes. There is a parent permission.
For all of them or just for the 5th grade?
All of them. And I don't know. We just, that 5th grade class, we have some parents that know. So I don't know if they're ready for that. Like, and I don't know about 6th grade either. But y'all are here, so.
I just had the 5th graders today and I just don't.
Okay.
I think that 5th grade is
so, but too. What would that entail? Because, you know, like I had stuff when I was in 5th grade way back, but it was like grooming,
I believe this,
deodorant, like that's what happens when you get a period, you know, like for the girls, because some girls may start having a period at that age. So,
and it may be better to do the same program we did last year. Mm-hmm. It's very simple and very, I don't remember what it was called now, but it's always care or always changing.
Well, we did it for 5th grade.
We
last
did it
year.
For 5th grade. And it's not in depth like. Mm-hmm.
I think the one you did last year for justice class, you should do for that 5th grade class.
It's
I don't
just
think
kind of like things to expect, you know.
Sorry, I didn't realize you didn't have one. I wouldn't have.
I would say.
Does
that.
Anybody else need a copy of this?
We can share.
We got it.
Yeah, I would say just like the basics. Okay. It was 6th grade last year. That's what we did.
We did the just the your whatever it's called for 5th grade.
Yeah, so that's what Jesse got.
So I think that would be good.
Just a good foundation.
And okay. I'm not sure.
The 6th grade, they're I don't know them. Like I really.
I don't. Well, Jesse's in that class.
Right.
I don't.
Only 8 of 7 of them.
Yeah. I don't think they're ready for. They're just kind of not. Not that they're behind on.
They're just immature class. Like, not immature like they're, you know. But
they're just real quiet. They don't, like, I check Jesse's phone every day at the end of the day. Like, and they all have a group chat.
They're good, naive young class.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. There you go. So, and they're so small. I don't think they're ready for, in my opinion, as having a 6th grader, I don't think he's ready for that.
Okay.
But they already had, like, what the 5th grader, I mean, they had that, yeah.
They had
year.
Know your body or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, and that's all
called.
They would need probably.
Always change.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
So you did know your body in the 5th grade and always changing in 6th grade?
No, I think it's always changing with 5th grade, and it was worth the wait for 6th grade. 6th grade is a little bit more in depth. There's, like, 10 programs, and I don't know if we want to look at getting a new program or if we want to, this one's been here since I've been here. But it's just all about abstinence, and it goes through, like, the financial part of it. Like, if you do get pregnant or if you have an STD.
That's in 6th grade?
That's in 6th grade. Okay. So, I mean, that may be something we want to look at a later time. We normally do it at the end of year after all the STAR tests and when they're kind of, right now it's the big push for education, other education.
Well, I think it's good right before they go into another.
Yeah.
Junior high.
They'll mature a little bit. That's like
my 8 years.
Won't we have another meeting before
yes.
the end of the year?
Yes, we will have it. Yeah, y'all just want to revisit that one later?
Okay. For the younger ones.
For the younger ones. Ah, sounds good. Now, counseling, Mr. Heifel, do you want to tell them about the Texas Tech thing?
Because
that's kind of
our. The state is funding a new mental health. I should have brought some information on that. And mental health, and it's broken up into regions, and we happen to fall in the Lubbock region. So it's through Texas Tech Health, their health science department. And they actually, we did some training on it this summer. They brought everything for us. They have a licensed doctor or psychiatrist that can actually prescribe medication, change medication, things of that nature. They brought us iPads. They brought us blood pressure cuffs, scales to weigh on, everything that we would need. If we identify that, that's if they needed to do any type of medication. And it's got to all be pre-approved by parents. But right now it's so hard to go out and find and get in with a psychiatrist for kids to meet with them. And this is not like overnight, but it's a little bit quicker. And it's all virtual. It's all Zoom. If we see any kids, you know, we have to go through the process of, you know, that we feel like may need some mental health interventions, then we can, you know, obviously we talk to the, you know, I mean, it's a process. And it's not going to be, for us, on this situation, it would be pretty severe cases. If we see some, you know, severe emotional signs, we're not going to just go out targeting any kid that's just a little bit depressed or anything like that. You know, we see some pretty severe things throughout the school year that we feel like may need to be attended to, and it just gives parents and everybody another alternative to it. They have really good licensed doctors. It's been going a couple of years. They're just now starting to really push it out to more, and it's 100% free. There's no charges at all.
I think they'll do 5 telehealth visits with whoever we refer. And then they'll find them a licensed psychiatrist if they need that and are closer to their area.
What about counseling, just regular counseling, or anything like that?
They can. There's lots of options for it. And they even provide some mental health for employees as well, for educators as well, if they really need it. You know, and I guess what it is if somebody's identified, or if even if a parent wants to look into it, you know, we can make it more available. We may need to just kind of let it be known that, you know, they will, you know, do some initial screenings, you know, whether it be, you know, just get some questionnaires from parents and teachers and things like that, just decide which way to move. Does that make sense? But they're not going to do a lot of just general counseling. They don't have the manpower to do that. They're targeting more. Now they will do programs with our school. If they want to come out and talk about mental health, they'll send people out, you know, to target. And they mainly want to target a group at a time. Like, they would like to do all freshmen at one time and just talk about mental health with freshmen, and then just start hitting our freshmen every year after that. That way everybody's been. But they told us with a small school they could come out and do more than just freshmen. But I got to be careful how they do that, because they might be talking to San Angelo ISD, where they have, you know, they might have 3,000 freshmen within that district. So, but they did say smaller schools, they would work with us. They would do some, you know, some at school programs where they would travel to do that.
Is that the one where they kind of teach the kids how to look for signs in themselves and their friends so that they can be there for each other? Is that the one? Do that?
We went to, yeah.
There's one program.
Yeah, that's it.
And I thought that was really good, because a lot of times the kids won't tell an adult, mm-hmm. but they'll, you know, if they recognize that in each other, then they can help their friends, or at least know where to go for help.
So that's something that's new out there that we can utilize.
That's great. On the nutrition services, we kind of hit that with the salad bar. Is there anything you want to add to it?
I think we're supposed to bring up about this.
Yes,
and have it in the meeting or in our notes.
Okay. So, did y'all look at the wellness program?
So, on a full-fledged salad bar, I just got a question on salad bar. What are y'all's thoughts? I mean, you know, we serve the kids lunch. At what age do y'all think kids would eat a a salad.
Junior high.
Like an actual salad.
And look, this,
I don't think we would start really eating an actual salad until like 7th grade.
And this is what we have on there. Is like lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers.
Bell peppers.
Bell peppers and sometimes onions. Cottage cheese. It's not like, yeah, I know her face is it all.
What did I say? I didn't say a word. I know we have kids out there getting salad bars. Now, if they're eating them or not, I don't know.
And we will continue, you know, so that's what our thought is. And what will happen with the elementary is one kid will say, oh, I want to go get a salad. So and tell me if I'm wrong, Miss Beal.
That's
go
right.
up to Miss Beal. Get it. Well, then their friend wants to get one. Well, the next thing you know, you know, Miss Beal say, are you going to eat this?
And I do say that.
Yeah, and she does. But a lot of times they won't eat them. They just, you know what I mean? They just do it because their friend's doing it.
And they can get up.
And they can get up, yeah.
Is that charged like part of their meal, the salad bar? Or is it free?
It's just extra. It's free.
So they get their meal. I'm not sure that we're not supposed to be charging. I think that was one of the things that Miss Graves was bringing up tomorrow, wasn't it?
There's a let down.
Are we supposed to be charging for that?
Yeah, so we've never charged for it in the past. And so, and I don't want to, I mean, I want to do what's best for kids, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I don't want to throw away food.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because, I mean, we're in a deficit in our, just in our cafeteria each year, anywhere from about $60,000 to $100,000. That's what the federal government doesn't, that's our local money that goes into our school. And a lot of that, I have to say, we do feed our teachers lunch for free. So a lot of that is that. So I'm not, it's not half of that. So we're still $40,000 to $60,000 a year that our local budget has to pay for those things. And so, you know, and I think a lot of it's going to be on etiquette. We're going to talk about etiquette. Because like today I walked in after there was a lunch just sitting there, and it was not even touched.
Mm-hmm. Was that elementary or?
No,
high school.
It was high school.
It was after the last lunch.
The only thing they drank was their milk, and they left it sitting on the table. Yeah. The food was not touched.
Is the salad bar not just wasteful? It's like maybe having a pre-made salad, like in a little clear container, and just have so many options, and when it's sold out, it's sold out if they really want that salad. I think that's asking kids a lot not to, like if it's bowls, you know, I mean, that's, us the adults have a hard time, you know, with that.
Right, right.
Whereas maybe if you just had like a pre-made salad,
right,
and it cuts down kids sticking their hands in it and doing all what other kids.
I know you too.
And I wonder,
and we discussed that too, because we do a lunch count every morning. So even the older kids could say, you know, I want a salad, you know, and they could have them pre-made for them.
Yeah, and then you're not having to deal with the waste.
And the wastefulness.
So that wastefulness, right. So the thing is they say, well, then they get up there and they say, well, I really don't want that salad. I want that. Well, we've already made this salad. So what I told them is that's hard. I said, you've ordered this salad. This is what you get. Only way I can give you anything different is if your principal okays it. You know, that's what we have to do as administrators. You know what I mean? We got to be the bad guys. And we say, no, you ordered that. You know, next time if you don't want a salad,
what's
you just
have to live
with it.
What's the same at home? If you eat what I cook, and if you don't, then you go without.
And so that's just some manners type things that I think we really need to work on.
Yeah.
That you know, not everybody raises their kids the same, you know, and that, but it happens. And at school, we sometimes have to teach manners.
Yes.
That's just part of our job nowadays. So, but anyway, those are some of the things that we're going to talk about, is that.
Mm-hmm.
Because those ladies are working hard, and they don't like to be the bad person all the time. You know, well, you've already ordered this. It's tough. So.
And Rachel wouldn't have to stand there and have to, you know what I mean? You could be resourceful elsewhere.
Right, exactly.
And we've got to be a little more efficient with, you know, the staff that
we
have. I
think the pre-made staff would be,
personally,
how much extra is that going to put on our cafeteria ladies?
That's the thing, is that
our staff. There's only three of them now. You don't help with the food, right? You just do the, there's only three of them doing the food now.
So,
they are busy until lunchtime.
But if you want to offer a salad, you don't have to have the full bar. You can have it. I don't know what the cafeteria line looks like. I'm sure there's like options, and you just go through the line and pick what you want. Have a bowl of lettuce. If you want salad, great. Here's the salad dressing, and that be an option as you go down the line as they're dishing out stuff. I mean,
they only want, Rachel does the salads for pre-K through 6. And then junior high and high school are responsible of going and fixing their own. And I really don't think there's that many that even go over there and get it. Like today was taco salad, so you know they wanted the lettuce, the stuff. And if we did not have the salad bar, they would not get that stuff for their salad, for their taco salad.
It would just be so the next show.
Yes.
The
question is, on the salad bar that you have open, everything that you put out there has to be thrown away if it's not. So how much wastefulness are we?
Yeah, I don't even.
Left?
That's
like 75%. 20%.
I just don't see many kids eating a salad, period.
They don't. They really don't. They put small containers, and then they just refill them as they need to be refilled.
Does it have to be thrown away because kids are touching it?
It's a food. It's a health requirement. Like, at our hospital,
if it's not prepackaged.
Even if a soda, a can of Coke, if that says expired, it goes in the trash.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the same thing. Like, our food that goes out, all that's going to be thrown away. As soon as it's exposed,
if it's not prepackaged,
that's it.
Then it
they don't put it, like she said, they don't put a lot out.
Yeah, it's just like a little.
They'll check it, you know,
container.
If they need to go
you
put more out.
The pre-made salad things that you just cut, like the bag
so
salads, or are they actually cutting?
No, it's bag. Now they do cut all the other vegetables, the
tomatoes, the peppers.
Yeah.
They
but
cut
I guess
all that.
They follow different.
But they're cutting that anyway for chef salads for the teachers. So. Now they may be cutting a little bit more, but
so the chef salads for the teachers, are they pre-made?
Yeah. No, they make them.
Yeah, they make them prior. Because the teachers will say, "I want a salad today," so they'll make those previously.
I've never seen a school with salad bar before. I mean, you maybe certain meals, like if you have spaghetti, you might offer lettuce as an option. I don't know if you have to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's even worth the hassle. Okay.
That's good. I mean, that's kind of what we wanted to know. Mainly.
How many of the little kids do you think get salad every day?
Probably about 15.
10, 15, yeah. From pre-K to 6.
And now pre-K and kindergarten, I don't have anybody who comes up there. So it's only first grade and above. It's like they don't.
My Ty would eat salad, but not my other two.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he does. You check the first grader. Oh, another one.
I guess if you just took out the 6th grade and below and just offered it to 7th and up, that might be, you could do the open salad bar.
They didn't open it up until
and
that's the thing too is, you know, we don't I don't want to be mean and say this, but you've got to look forward to things as well. When I get to junior high, I get the salad bar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I had it,
that's
or,
I was like,
you
high school gets tea, don't they? High school gets tea, don't they?
Yes.
So that's something that they get to look forward to.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want
to
take away from those little
kids.
But
salad.
I think the reason why they kind of brought it back for the elementary is because the elementary teachers, for that lunch, they liked sometimes to have a side salad. So, if the teachers do not, or if the students do not get it, we cannot offer it to the teachers.
Are you serious?
Like that. I'm pretty sure that's how it is.
Y'all want to think about that?
because it's hard to, because we do spend, it's so hard, it's just a financial problem saying, all right, well, because parent teachers, we're buying all of the food together at one time,
right.
And we'd really have to make separate orders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To show that we're only using this federal money only for these students. Mm-hmm. Which right now we spend enough money that obviously we're spending more for students than what just the federal money is kicking in. But if we're not feeding our students any salad and we're feeding it to our teachers, then it just becomes an accounting.
So the elementary
issue.
Teachers couldn't get it. But then the junior high and high school teachers could. If you only offered it to
order a salad. Right. Could they order a salad?
And see, I don't know how that is.
Well, I don't think it's that way. I mean, if we offered it to our kids, all of our teachers could eat it. But if we don't offer it to any of our kids, then our teachers can't eat it. Does that make sense? It's the way that I
would
understand.
It be?
Because it's just a financial accounting issue.
Would it be?
Approving to the
federal government. I don't know how the line is, but would it be harder to at the end of the line back there to put a bowl of lettuce and some ranch dressing?
That's what I was saying.
Would it be harder? I mean, I know y'all are short on staff,
mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That could probably maybe, I don't know.
I think what we're going to discuss, probably decide is on that, is do they order a salad in the morning when they do their lunch counts, or do they not?
Yeah.
Is where we're going to go with
it. I think that's a good idea.
And hold them accountable. Sorry, if that's what you.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Stuck with it.
Yeah. absolutely. And I think that's probably the best.
And more of them that honestly do that. If it's a day that they don't want what's for lunch, then they can have another option as a salad.
Yeah.
And they know what the lunch menu is going to be. So, okay.
I don't think that would be that good to do it that way.
So on the wellness program, or plan, did y'all see anything y'all would like to change? There was one on, let's wait, MC, remember which one it was. It was on the physical. Physical activity one. On number two, we're going to add.
Elementary PE teacher.
Yes, elementary PE teacher to that one. If that
thanks,
was a free.
Well, it's just an athletic department, and usually a lot of times the elementary PE teacher doesn't follow that. So.
And did you see anything that we needed to change that you feel like needs to be changed?
I'll be honest, I hadn't read it.
Okay. anybody else?
I haven't seen anything.
No. Okay. Then we'll just redo it, and then we'll send it to the school board and make sure it's approved there. Okay.
And just so y'all know, now Miss Martin did leave. April is our food nutrition director, and Mrs. Graves is our cafeteria manager. So we kind of split that job between two people. Is what we did.
So physical education. Is there anything that you're doing different, Brittany, or anything that you want to?
So we do an activity every day, and last week I started our Walking Wednesdays, and I talked to Mr. Google about that, and it went really well. Fifth grade really loved it because it was a competition. So a few of them walked like 5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Pre-K and kindergarten did awesome. We walked 2 miles with them, and they did really good. So I know Coach Dale has done that in the past. I don't know that it's been done really since he stopped doing PE. And so I decided to do that. And then...
what is walking on the
They just walk for a little while. So I set up like a chart, and I'm keeping up with everybody's miles as an individual in a class. And so I kind of made it a little competition. So whoever has the most miles, like at the end of the year, Circle mentioned you might get them a trophy or something.
Oh, cool.
They
get a prize.
Yeah, and just to keep up with how much they've walked, and at the end of every class period, every single kid asked me how far they walked. So we did it around the band field, and so I marked it all 4 laps as 1 mile. And so I just, every time they went by me, I handed them a popsicle stick. And then I counted their popsicle sticks at the end and kept up with their miles, and then I tracked it. Just to keep them active.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm.
I kind of told them all I wanted them to at least have 2 miles. And some went more, some just did their 2 miles and they were going to go on their I guess that's the biggest change for them.
Yeah, and they're learning, you know, that's a lifetime activity that they can do to stay healthy. So,
yeah.
That's part of that.
My child did have a suggestion. If they could be combined with another class.
I need to work with sixth grade because 7 kids versus 20 kids.
Well, what you might can do is do an average.
Yeah.
What you might can do is just take all, is just do an average for each.
But he said, is that the boys are trying to pick up the slack.
For the girls,
because the girls are not doing anything, and there's only 2 boys.
Oh, no. Okay. Those 4 2 boys in there is going to pick up the slack for the rest of the
And he's like, we're never going to win that competition at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to do like an average, or I'll figure something out, but...
it is really good, though.
Well, the girls not walking.
No.
They're walking, but they don't
walk fast. He just said they
walk like the bare minimum, and then they're done, and they just want to sit down.
Yeah, Colton and Jesse were running. And everybody else was just kind of walking and doodling along, but they got their 2 miles, so. But we'll figure something out with them. Because, that's not fair.
And okay, they said that he's really enjoying PE.
Yeah, why? He has a...
He's
going to be active.
Yes.
Some of them aren't liking it.
Is there anything else that y'all would like to discuss? anything y'all would like to add? We have Walk Across Texas, which maybe we could incorporate that into your class if we're already kind of, I mean, you're already kind of keeping up with it.
Yeah.
And maybe we plan on that later in the year, or normally it's in like the spring. It's normally when you do it, I think.
Yeah, and they have, so I looked into that, and you can get like the community involved, mm-hmm. but they also like have a certificate up there that if they complete so many miles, you can print them a certificate. And I know Mike, like, Gideon loves certificates. Yeah. Like, she thinks that's the best thing ever. And kids that age, like, love.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would, I thought that'd be a good idea. I mean, they have a lot of different ways you can incorporate into your school, to your home, to get your family involved. And then they also have free certificates you can print, and then you just write their names.
And they have the app now. Like, you can track all your stuff on the app.
They have an app, too. But I thought, like, we could combine classes, or they can get their family involved and turn it in, or something that they could do. But since you're doing Walk Wednesday, I didn't know that. That's why I said that's suggested Walk Wednesday.
But we can
I think, is that what we used to do? Is the mm-hmm. And yes. The teachers would even get involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to
like, which students and teachers walk the most or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just give, like, the last time I did it, we everybody had a team name, and, like, certain, like, we had two teams from Maine,
mm-hmm.
and everybody had a team name, and, like, it was competitive because you could go and look at everybody's miles. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was kind of fun.
And do y'all have any other recommendations or anything else y'all think we should discuss? Do we want to set up our next meeting today? Okay. We need to have another one probably before December. Yeah. For the holidays. So when would be a good time for everybody? Do y'all like a Tuesday, or I just feel like, I don't know, is basketball's not started by then, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Basketball will start, girls' basketball will start by the second week of November.
Okay, so you want to do it the first week, and like maybe on a Tuesday at 6 again, or
yes.
Is that a good time? Okay.
Then so the second, you said?
The second, yes. So no, wait, it's going to be the first.
That would be November.
November 1st.
Oh, November 1st.
And I guess we are adjourned.